We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fahmy, we're talking about this study that said you take off the weight, that's better for your heart health, and it's not a big worry if you put the weight back on. So what are the, first off, let's start with, what are the risks to people if they have too much weight? What's the risk to their hearts?
Obesity is one of the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. As you know, obesity increases risk factors in many other ways. People who are overweight, they're at risk of having diabetes. Those are who are already diabetic, if they're overweight, it becomes very difficult to control the diabetes. Overweight people are also at increased risk of having things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as a result, cardiovascular disease increases with plaque building up in the coronary arteries, which are arteries that supply blood to the heart, and that's what leads to heart attack. Same thing with stroke. Stroke is, blood supply getting cut off to the brain. That's one type of stroke that's called ischemic stroke, one of the most common types of stroke that's also increased in those who have obesity. Among many, many other things that obesity can affect in the body.
Well, a lot of people tend to underestimate the risk of stroke when dealing with heart health because they don't necessarily connect the two.
Right. Stroke is very much part of the cardiovascular disease system. It's in a way very similar to a heart attack, just the different organ, heart is heart, and then stroke happens in the brain. So basically our arteries in the neck, they start getting plaque buildup, just like we get those in our heart. And then those plaques can narrow enough to where it can cause blood supply to shut off to the brain, and that can cause a stroke. A lot of times, just like in the case of heart attack, like the plaque ruptures and causes a heart attack by cutting up the supply of the blood completely. Similar situation can happen to the brain as well. Like little parts of the plaque can break off and go to the brain and completely shut off blood supply to one of those arteries or vessels in the brain and can cause a massive stroke. And stroke is very debilitating because it leads to things like paralysis, not being able to speak. And if it's large enough, it can cause death. So it's a very devastating thing.
When people lose weight, they tend to improve their heart health. And a lot of people will be worried that if they put the weight back on, that their hearts are at risk again. But this study seems to indicate that's not necessarily the case.
Correct. Weight loss is always encouraged, and any amount of weight loss is going to help with your cardiovascular risk factors. And you brought up a very good point. There's a study that looked at more than 50,000 people, and we saw that after loss of weight, even if they regain some of it, they will still maintain a lot of the healthy effects of that weight loss. For example, the reduction of risk factors that we're talking about, it reduces the acceleration of plaque buildup in our system. It also reduces inflammation in the body. So what we're talking about is not necessarily regaining the whole amount of weight, but a portion of the weight. Even if you regain some of it, you're still at benefit.
Is there a risk to your heart of being too much underweight?
Well, yes. To short answer to that is yes. In the sense that for those who have eating disorders such as bulimia and anorexia, those are very damaging to the heart and could be life-threatening at times. Anorexic patients can often die from certain cardiac death from electrolyte abnormalities. The short answer to that is yes.
Are there just some people whose hearts can tolerate more weight and higher cholesterol numbers? It's just in their genetics?
That part is hard to say, but I will say there is a genetic component to obesity as well as hypercholesterolemia, which is high cholesterol. There are some folks who actually are not very overweight. They could be very lean, but even then they could have very high levels of cholesterol. That's called familial hypercholesterolemia. It's a condition that's actually genetic. They inherit it from their families, so it's hereditary. And a lot of times they think that they're healthy because, you know, they could be eating healthy, they're exercising, they're thin, but even then their blood cholesterol level could be very high and they can have early heart attack. And so that's why you really got to get your checks, your yearly checks done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.